Rise and Shine to Sunshine Radio 96.7, Saturday mornings. This is Voice for Veterans and the rest of us who say we support veterans too. News, commentary, information, education, music, and entertainment. New just for you, 96.7. Now, you've heard the rest. Stay tuned for the best. Rise and Shine to Sunshine Radio, and stay with us all day long. Well, hello, everybody. It's Keith, the boss of the beach, and I'm coming to you live right here from around this great state of Florida. We want to thank everybody who tuned in. Boss of the Beach, WVET Online Radio. Of course, we're on theairtoday.com. It's the network that carries the program, so we're reaching out to veterans and everybody that can say we support vets, too. A lot of family members, a lot of people who have always been in support of our veterans have stepped up to the plate. We want to thank everybody who's been there for us and with us and going with us. And the summer's finally coming to an end and the kids are going back to school. So all you veterans, check with us. If you have family members, who have children, we have book bags. And we're going to make sure that you know how to go get a book bag because you have a veteran child that needs some support or a regular child. We want to help everybody. One of the things that we believe in is to continue to support the community when it comes to events that share the history of this great community. And when we talk about daytime television, nothing beats the day of the soaps. They still ring true when we always think about what we used to do in the daytime. Will we still do it? And the soaps now have an advocate that is out doing events. We're supporting it because they're supporting our veterans. I want everybody to give us a rousing welcome, of course, to Patty.
Hello, everyone.
There she is, Patty.
My name is Patty Warinsky, and I have a company called Soap This, S-O-A-P-T-H-I-S. And I do charity events. I host charity events with the soap operas. General Hospital, Days of Our Lives, Young and the Restless. So I'm reaching out to you today with Keith, and I'm having a big event October 29th here in Clearwater, Florida, and it's with Days of Our Lives actors, and our charity is We Support the Vets, and also we're doing domestic violence. So we're doing both charities, which are both good causes to help a lot of people in this world, because that's what it's all about, helping people.
And Patty, we know that you've done this before because you've always had the spirit of helping people. We know you do, yes, a lot of ship cruises. You do stuff to always support those in need. And all of us know that domestic violence is a scourge in our society, yeah, that we want to eliminate.
Yeah,
we want to eliminate that. That one is easy to eliminate. Okay.
Yes, it is.
So we really appreciate what you're doing, and especially because you're reaching out to veterans. And
right,
Patty's got a couple of things coming up. One is we will be at Bay Pines on the day of the event, and we'll have some of the veterans there. We'll come bring in a couple of veterans there who want to thank everybody.
And we're going to have also a couple of the actors that are, yes, going to come there and, yes, greet the veterans.
All right. See what I'm talking about? We Support Veterans Too is the campaign to allow people to say, you know what, I've been seeing all these TV things about wounded warriors, about AMVETS and American Legion. How can I get involved? All you want to say is, listen, we support vets too. We will be there live with Patty. Patty, tell them again what date, and if they want to do a donation or anything of that kind, you go on online and you'll find the information. Give them the website where they can go online and look for you and see what,
yes,
they can do to help,
okay,
your event.
First of all, if you want to buy a ticket to the event, it's called Soap. You go to soapthis.ticketleap.com. And that'll give you all the information. There's general admission tickets, which we're selling now. There's two VIP seats left at one of the actors' tables, Jacob Young. And like I said, the event is going to be a lot of fun. We have raffle gifts, auction items, a dinner, cocktail party. You get to mingle with the actors. And the money, all after expenses are paid, we pay the veterans and domestic violence. So
well,
again, there's also sponsorships available. So like I said, go to soapthis.ticketleap.com if you want to buy a ticket. Or my phone number, if you have any questions, you can call me at 727-210-5143. And I'll be glad to answer any questions that you have for me, whether you want to make donations anywhere or anything you want to do. So my phone is always
You know
available.
What? John is trying to call me in now. Let's see if I can get him before I lose him. Hold on.
All right.
All right. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I know I took a break there right quick, but we want to thank Virginia Reyes for all she does to support our veterans in the station. And I finally got John on the phone. John is one of those people that totally believes in Soap This. And guess what? Soap This. John, talk to him.
Hey, how's everyone doing out there in Radio Land? Hope you're all having a good night. I am actually the photographer and do press releases for Soap This. We are a local organization in Tampa that has different soap opera actors come. And we'd like to do benefits for organizations that we believe in. And we're helping the veterans for this time around.
Boy, that sounds good. John, how long have you been doing this?
Probably for about 10 years or so. I used to write for a magazine here in Tampa.
Okay.
And I started covering Patty's events. And with Patty, we just hit it off. And I started working with her.
Fantastic. Well, this goes way back. Patty just finished talking to us. We got a lot more information. The show is, again, October 29th, so we have plenty of time. We will be doing this again. John, before you leave, go ahead and tell me a little bit about your photography.
I used to work as a music editor, so I got to go to a bunch of concerts for free and take pictures, which was a lot of fun. And I also, since I was very interested in soap operas, I would, you know, if a soap opera event came to town, I would go and cover it for the magazine. And that's where I met Patty, and I've been, we do a meet and greet where you get to meet the soap opera actors, and we do a professional photo shoot. We actually give you a copy of the photo, which you can get autographed at the event, which is really nice as a good keepsake.
Fantastic.
And it's a great, great fun organization. I've been to a lot of different soap events over the years.
All right.
And what I like about Patty is you get a lot of quality time with the actors. You get to hang out, talk to them, and they're just fun. It's all about fun.
Well, we all work in the entertainment industry.
Yeah.
That's what we all do. It's a name for it. And we're here to entertain in the concept of what you're doing to bring those people to life for people who've seen them a lot is grateful. And we're grateful who support veterans because you're bringing that component that we want our veterans to pick it up. A lot of older veterans remember the old soaps. So you're in the right place, the right time to do the right thing.
Yeah, I'm very proud with the veterans this time around. I'm very proud to do that.
Man, I know you are because I've talked to Patty several times about it. And this is something that's dear to you all's heart. Don't forget the program is We Support Vets, too. We Support Vets, too. Look for it. We'll find it out. This is WVET, onlineradio.com, ontheatterday.com. And don't forget, in our Caribbean community, this is Jamaica Independence Weekend. So we're saying hello to everybody at Vibes Radio 1. Go ahead.
And also we have the Soap This Facebook page. It has a lot of information as well about past events, future events. So Soap This Facebook page is probably your best resource to find out some more about us, look at some fun pictures, read some fun articles, and get to know more about us.
Okay. And what is it?
The Facebook page.
This Facebook page.
Yep.
Okay. You heard it first right here, Keith, the boss of the beach. We want to thank you. We'll go back in with a little something from the old days.
Born in the country, lived in the county, raised on a farm, didn't do nobody wrong. Girlfriend and a fella, she had a lot of fellas. You know she couldn't be trusted. Baby.
American Veterans Alliance, WVETonlineradio.com.
I'm at the 9/11 Memorial Museum, and I'm joined by Cheyenne Hyde. Cheyenne, thanks so much for talking with us today.
Yeah, of course.
Can we go take a look around inside?
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
9/11 is shorthand for Tuesday, September 11, 2001, when 19 hijackers affiliated with Al-Qaeda decided to hijack 4 commercial airline flights and use them as weapons against highly symbolic landmarks of American life. It just starts off like a normal day because it's the first day of school, it's the mayoral primaries, and about 2 billion people witness it live because you have internet, you have radio, and then TV who are now showing their viewers what's happening here.
2 airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country.
So the first attack began at 8:46 a.m. when Hijack Flight 11 struck the north face of the North Tower. At 9:03 a.m., Hijack Flight 175 struck the south face of the South Tower. At 9:37 a.m., Hijack Flight 77 struck the outer ring of the Pentagon, which is the headquarters for the U.S. military. And then at 10:03 a.m., Hijack Flight United 93 was deliberately crashed into a field in Somerset County, Pennsylvania. Now that flight is kind of different because that flight was coming out of Newark, New Jersey, a very congested airport. They happened to be delayed about 45 minutes. Finally, when they're in the air, they realize that something is wrong. And then they realize that they were being hijacked. So from the air phones that are still on the planes in 2001, they call their loved ones and the authorities who are on ground, and they tell them what's happening, their situation on board. And as a result, their loved ones and the authorities are telling them what's happening here in New York City and also in Arlington, Virginia at the Pentagon. So those 40 brave men and women, they vote to stage a counterattack. They boil water in the back of the kitchenette area of the plane, and they use a food cart as a battering ram to try to gain access into the cockpit. Now, once the 4 hijackers realized that they probably would not be making it to the intended target, which we now know was the Capitol building in Washington, D.C., where Congress was in full session that morning, they decided to crash that plane into an empty field.
So the other airplanes that were in the air were starting to hear about this,
yes.
Right?
And for 1 Alpha Charlie, there's some sort of a problem going on out there that, on the East Coast that we need to know about.
Yeah, I'll keep you advised on that in a second. Amtrak 797, Cleveland.
Yep, but from Hijack Flight 11, we had a flight attendant named Betty Ong who made a phone call during the hijacking to American Airline reservation agents in North Carolina. And 23 minutes, she remains calm and professional as she's reporting about the situation on board the plane and also the identities of the 5 hijackers. And after that first phone call, really the FAA decided to ground all flights nationwide.
So after they grounded all the planes, what happened to all the people?
You have people who are stranded, really, people who can't get back from their vacations, really have no idea what's going on because for some of them, they were stuck on these planes for a number of hours, not maybe being able to get off, go find some hotel, but it wasn't until maybe a few hours later that they heard the news of what had just happened in New York City, and they probably now had an understanding of what their situation would be like.
So are there still effects from 9/11 being felt today?
Of course. We have the Transportation Security Administration, TSA. You have to be completely x-rayed. You have to be patted down with carry-ons. You can't have huge amounts of liquid. You can't have weapons on board.
This has been an incredible experience, and it brings back to me where I was on 9/11. You know, I was teaching class 4 fifth graders and what that day was like. How do you talk to students about this day when they weren't around?
I encourage them to talk to their parents. Ask them what their experience was on September 11th. Ask questions. It's a hard thing to understand why anybody would do this, but it's important that we learn what happened on September 11th. And coming to the museum, we have visitors, kids, school groups who come who also weren't born before 9/11, and that is how they learn. Really watching and reading. So do good research and really ask the questions that you feel are necessary to ask.
Thank you so much for having us here today.
Thank you so much for coming.
Hi, this is Keith, the boss of the beach, and it's WVETonlineradio.com. One of the things I want to say is Veterans Resources. And as always, we say, if you're having a problem, especially emotional, go to Veterans Crisis Line, 1-800-273-8255. And that is Veterans Crisis Line, 1-800-273-8255. All right, I'm back. You know I'm always back when I'm looking at the good side of life, and I live in paradise. It is the state of Florida. That is paradise. Now, I happen to live on the west coast of paradise, but I travel throughout Florida all for Voice for Veterans. This is Keith, the boss of the beat, and we do Voice for Veterans. Anywhere you want to find us, start looking on the air today. Look for it again on the air today at gmail.com. You want to send me something real quick, or go to ontheairtoday.com. Check us out. Everybody does veterans, and we are the voice for veterans. And I'm sitting out here with my friend, Chris. He and I got to know each other a few minutes ago, and I want him to speak directly into the microphone so we get a good, clear voice this time. Chris, first say hello. Tell them who you are and that you're from somewhere else and you chose paradise. Hold on. Here he is, veteran.
Hi, my name is Christopher. I did 5 years in the Army, 12 months in Iraq, from Scranton, Pennsylvania, but I decided to take my happy self to paradise and down here in St. Pete, Florida.
You see what I'm talking about? I'm not the only one that knows this is paradise. Chris does, too, and he's from way up north. It's still warm up there today, but most of the time it's cold, and we happen to have this nice, warm weather year-round. Let me ask him that real quick. What did you do in the Army?
I was a tank mechanic for a scout platoon, mechanized scout platoon.
Mechanized scout platoon, tank mechanic. He was down on the ground. You know, the engineer, which is Tim Goodrich, always is with me when we do these shows. He's got Soundcheck Studios. But Tim is Air Force. That's why he always makes sure that I ask the question, what did you do? Now, one more question.
Are you married? You got children? You got what?
No wife, no kids. I don't know about bringing children into this world. Not right now.
Not right now. As a veteran, what do you say to all of the young military guys joining now and become veterans later? Tell them something good.
Stay in. Put 20 years in. Retire. Collect the pension.
Now, we don't have to tell nobody that because it's already been told. Stay in, get your 20 years, get you a pension before you get out. Coming halfway with a whole lot of promises sometimes don't work out like they planned. All right, that's Chris talking to you live. Keith, the boss of the beach. We want to say thank you for tuning in to this. The rest of this show is going to be dedicated to celebration of life. His name is Michael Mitch Faulkner. He recently died and was buried in Atlanta. Michael Mitch Faulkner was the voice. All of us came up together in radio, but Michael Mitch Faulkner, everybody knew him as Mitch, was the best voice in our time. And I talk a lot, but my voice was never as good as Mitch Faulkner. So we want to say thank you for Mitch, what he gave us all. When we did our best and needed something better, we all called Mitch to do the rest. Michael Mitch Faulkner, I want to say thank you to everybody in Atlanta, especially my friend, Libby Anthony, and all of those who have been a part of what Mitch did for all of us. Libby, I want to thank you for inviting me. I was glad I was able to go. I'm going to give a shout-out, of course, to Morris Roberts. Morris Roberts came up with a song for veterans. He's a veteran. He did both Marines and Army. And he did a song called Get In Where You Fit In. That has been chosen as the theme song for We Support Vets Too, and, of course, the Veteran Nation. Get In Where You Fit In, the perfect song for that day and time. Mitch Faulkner was Air Force. When I was able to go to the funeral and I walked in, all of the Buffalo soldiers were sitting together with their yellow and black. My scooter is yellow and black. I got mine on that was put on for me at the Super Bowl, mine, so I went and sat, not only with Libby, but sat over there and shook hands with all of those Air Force Buffalo soldiers who attended the funeral on behalf of Mitch Faulkner. He was an avid motorcyclist. Air Force, motorcycles, and a good man. We give a shout out to his family and all those who knew Mitch, all those who did that presentation at that wonderful church. We thank you for putting this man's name away in a classy way. First time I've been to a funeral that I enjoy. I don't go to funerals. I don't like them. But it's the first time I went to a funeral in my lifetime, and I enjoyed myself. Everybody was cordial. They all wore their masks. And guess what? They were all there to honor the voice. Mitch, thank you for what you did in the military. Thank you for being one of those veterans that made a difference. And a special thank you for all you gave us in the radio business. Our industry will stay alive because of people like you. And I can't do this without saying hi to Casual Cal. And I can't especially do this without saying hi to Marcia. Marcia, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'll make sure that Libby sends you this show so that you know that we talked about you and what you're doing with the Black Radio Hall of Fame is needed. And we will be all of us here to help make a difference. I do want to say thank you, of course, to Chris, who took the time out here in Veterans Memorial Park, downtown St. Pete, to let everybody know that he's still here and he's willing to do what he can to make things better, not only for you as an American, but for you as a veteran. Veterans are now a part of Veteran Nation. You want to get a veteran that you know that doesn't know and you heard this and you want that veteran to be a part of Veteran Nation, contact us. vetsontheair@gmail.com. Please let us know and we will do what we can to make sure that they are included in all we do. Yes, nothing's free in America, but if it takes me as a sponsor to sponsor 5 or 10 veterans to make sure that they're being covered, I'll do it. It's only a dollar. Every veteran's name goes into the archives, and it only costs you a dollar. That's the first phase of our campaign, to get you to make sure that we know where and when all the veterans are, whether they're doing real good or just barely making it. We need to know where they're. Okay? So I want you to stay in with us. This is Keith, the boss of the beach, coming to you live. We're going to do more music. And before I say any further, guess what? My favorite. And Virginia Rose is coming out with her third album. Look for it. We will be highlighting the whole album. But get that new project from Virginia Rose fan. They support veterans too. Tim, thank you for all you do. Waddell, we're doing good. And guess what? I'm sending this over to Kevin. Kevin Humes, we're ready to move again from paradise. Over and out with a shout. 96.7 FM. Mm-hmm. Rise and Shine to Sunshine Radio 96.7, Saturday mornings. This is Voice from Veterans and the rest of us who say we support veterans too. News, commentary, information, education, music, and entertainment. New just for you, 96.7. Now, you've heard the rest. Stay tuned for the best. Rise and Shine to Sunshine Radio, and stay with us all day long.